these school boards that are implementing this critical race theory nonsense and this transgenderism and are teaching it along with all the drag queen story hours and every other Hades forsaken thing that one can imagine, all take for granted one thing, and they dismiss it, that there is no higher authority than we, the people. That's it. That's it. That's the big one. There is a authority that is higher than we, the people. It's called we, the Trinity. Now, give the people, the peasants that are showing up at these meetings, give them credit. They're trying. I say that they're men and women of goodwill, that they're trying to do something about the rotten hand that they believe their children are about to be dealt. But they don't have the true courage of their convictions, because if they did, then the answer to this calumny against parenthood and against the right, the God-given rights of parents, is withdrawal. Fine. Well, you go ahead and pass your rule. You go ahead and say that, well, we think it's a good thing that we're going to teach critical race theory and that all the white kids are evil and they need to hate themselves. And by the way, suicide rates are going to go up as a result of that. You go ahead and teach that. I'm going to go over here with my little new homeschool group, and I'm never going to see you again unless I happen to bump into your skanky ass in a grocery store. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. So the guy in the picture on the left is a school board member with the bow tie on. This is at Loudoun County.
The guy with the bow tie. This was after they adjourned the meeting because everybody was just unruly. They couldn't get anything done anyway. So he was trying to get them to get out of the building, basically. But what he did was he went into the crowd, which he never should have done because he knew the crowd was very angry.
Citizen, you will obey your peasant tyrant administration abomination, overlords. You can also remove the funding for all government schools. You know, there's so much here that we could unpack. I tried to do it yesterday with the chronology of, well, how did we get here? Well, because I don't have school-aged children anymore, you are in a situation that is now made possible by a lemony snicket, a series of unfortunate events. And the series of unfortunate events is what? Well, again, it began with the idea that, well, we have an industrial revolution coming. We're going to need men to leave the farm, to leave the baker, to leave the butcher, and to not be the candlestick maker anymore so he can make light bulbs, but he's got to go to a factory 30 miles away and leave the home instead. Yeah, that's going to leave mom by herself. And yeah, that's going to have some separation. Yeah, that's going to have this effect. But you get light bulbs out the deal. We're going to get the electricity to run a light bulb. Well, some other guys are going to have to leave. So who's going to do the educating? It was all a really perfect storm. If you want to get rid of the school board, so here's the easiest way to do it. The easiest, most effective way would be to go city by city, county or parish by parish, and then to each and every individual state and repeal all the laws against truancy. Repeal them all. Man can make no law that says that parents have to educate their children. As a matter of fact, where are the libtards on this with my body, my choice? Why isn't it my kid's body, my choice? Do you see how they flip the argument that once the child escapes the womb and escapes the abortionist vacuum extraction device, Oh, now the kid now becomes a ward of the state. Property of the state of Virginia, or the Commonwealth of Virginia. Did you see how they turn that upside down? And so the school board in Loudoun County, and there are hundreds of these stories now, was perfectly content to hear public comment on its diabolical rule changes until the parents started saying, how about nair? Now, for poops and giggles, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. You know, if it weren't for JPK and a few others in the chat room that show up every day and make little contributions. Thank you, guys. Major contributions. Heaven knows where the Crusade Channel would begin, but if you're listening for free and the preview stream increases in listenership every day, I'm monitoring it. It goes up every day. And we're glad about that. But the free sample cannot continue. And it won't continue. Let me assure you, it won't. So why don't you join our little crusade here and go to crusadechannel.com/go. And all of you that are listening to that right now that are paying members, God love you and thank you. Why don't you lead by example and show the people on the free preview stream that are enjoying the preview that you believe so much in this product and in this radio entity and this broadcasting, this outlet. We have a media outlet. We can compete with anyone in the world for radio broadcasting and some soon television. And we're not them. We pursue and defend the good, the true, and the beautiful. So maybe some of you basic members lead the way and go and upgrade from basic to founding brother today. And just go, like, you know what, TKD? I can do the extra $7 per month. CrusadeChannel.com/upgrade. And then I will read. Maggie will tell me, hey, such and such is upgraded. They called me at 844-527-8723. I just upgraded them to Crusader level member over the phone. And then I can tell the people on the free preview, look, 10 people just upgraded today. They believe so much and they love the Crusade Channel and his radio station and all the events and everything that goes with it, that they upgraded from basic membership to founding brother today. So you guys that are basics can lead by example. How about that? Thanks to Jeremy Nellowick, who just chipped into $50. All right, play digital media file number 4. This is Tucker Carlson last night. I don't know how he gets these guys, so many people that he gets on his show. This guy is going to go like, wait a minute, I know how to solve all the world's problems. Look, we have genetic engineering. Let's just engineer EE and stuff. Everyone that's sick out of existence.
Years or 6 months or pick your exaggeration. It's pretty hard to believe a pill like that would be optional. It would be mandatory pretty soon. Does that sound like a dystopian fantasy? Oh, it's not, because Lau is deadly serious. Watch him explain at the World Science Festival.
So here's the thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have this intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance.
Milk intolerance.
Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine protein. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Human engineering.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question. But again, says the...
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Do you understand that?
Turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Serious crap
gay. Frogs friggin'
I don't like them putting homos in the comics that turn the freaking kids gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking kids gay.
Crap
gay.
Gay.
Kids freaking kids.
I know somebody. I'm gonna
say it real slow for you.
The guy said if we want to get rid of methane and cow farts, let's just start creating people that die if they eat meat. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
Now look, I'm not one of these who go, this is the worst time in the history of mankind to ever have been alive. Because I agree with Austin Ruse, and you should get the book in the Founders Trading Post in hardback. There's no better time to be a faithful Catholic. You'll never have a greater opportunity to become a saint, a living, breathing, walking, talking saint than you have right now. And you don't even really have to do anything acting all saint EE and stuff. You don't have to become a real martyr or anything of the sort. You don't have to go and become a priest or a preacher or anything. All you're going to do is show up every day and refuse to publicly apostatize. Boom, you're a saint.